hold fast, hold on to hope in something more than slogans, even slogans about hope. What we hold on to in times of need is telling. It's usually not something that we invent in the moment. It's something that's been held out to us our whole life. It's a standing invitation. It's what we know will be there because it always has been there. It doesn't come like a lightning bolt from the blue. It's something that is already proven itself as trustworthy through its constancy. It's already a part of our life. Hold on to hope. In something more than slogans. A slogan is something that passes by, that competes for your attention, that tries to persuade you to do something that may or may not have something to do with your true will or your true heart's desire or the true you. Even slogans about hope. This has to do with discernment, to discern the difference between a slogan and something more along the lines of offering us a means of salvation, a means of strength, a means of sustenance. This idea of spiritual discernment is what we need if we're going to hold on to hope. Something that we can trust. Hope is about the least flimsy thing that I can think of. Hope is solid. Hope is tangible. Hope is trustworthy. Hope has already proved itself. So hold on to hope means to take hold of all of that. Not even with a sense of desperation, but as a sense of anticipation, a sense of joy. It's not hanging on to a thin thread and hoping it doesn't snap. But it's more the picture of Tarzan going through the jungle and grabbing for the vine, knowing it will be there.